This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Recent headlines and images emerging from the crisis in Iraq have been deeply unsettling as Sunni militants sweep through the country. There have been reports of summary executions and mass killings of Iraqi soldiers and police. The fresh trouble in Iraq puts a spotlight on warfare between Sunni and Shiite sects of Islam. But these are also uneasy times for Christian Iraqis, Chaldeans. Since 2003, some 1 million Iraqi Christians have fled their home country. Since the U.S. invasion of Iraq and the fall of Saddam Hussein caused other groups to see the Chaldeans as U.S. allies, many of those Chaldeans have found new homes in Michigan. Martin Manna is head of the Chaldean Community Foundation. Martin, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Martin, we have seen the reports and we've seen unverified videos posted on the web coming from Iraq showing the ISIS militants, the Sunnis, executing Iraqi soldiers. Yesterday, there was a video showing the militants stopping trucks on the highway, quizzing the drivers to see if they're Sunni or Shiite, not liking the answers they got, not being satisfied, and then reportedly executing them on the spot. With that kind of thing going on, how would Christians fare at the hands of ISIS?
Well, historically, they haven't been faring well in the Middle East overall. So ISIS is such an extreme group, even Al-Qaeda won't even recognize them because of the extremes. I mean, they've been responsible for crucifixions in Syria, beheadings. One of our a couple priests were beheaded because of these groups. They've kidnapped some nuns. In Syria, as an example, they took over a Christian town, burned our churches. It is an extreme group that does not tolerate anyone else, that does not follow their extreme views of Islam. And so for the Christian community, who's already been living in so much fear in Iraq, we are receiving daily daily conversations with our community back home. The closest Christian village is less than 5 minutes away from where ISIS is now. It's a village of about 50,000 people. There's an area in Iraq that still has some 350,000 minorities living in that area, mainly Christian, who are very concerned about their security. And many reports have come out that if this community isn't protected now, this will be the last stand for Christians in Iraq who have had a history there that goes back to 45 AD when they started Christianity there through St. Thomas.
Are you seeing an influx of new refugees coming to Michigan even in these recent weeks as this violence with ISIS has spread?
Well, the challenge is how would they get here? I will tell you we have several requests of more people trying to get out of Baghdad, out of Mosul. Most of the Christians, if not all, have left Mosul. I was actually in Washington, D.C. with the Archbishop of the Chaldean Catholic Church in Erbil in northern Iraq. And we had a chance to have a conversation with the Bishop of Mosul. And there's no Christians remaining in Mosul. And for the first time in 1,600 years, Mass was not celebrated on Sunday in a church in Mosul. And so it just tells you the gravity of what's happening there and the devastation that has been created throughout all of Iraq. And it's not just the Christian community. If you don't have the same beliefs as this group, I mean, obviously everyone's in danger in that country.
And is it hard to get out?
It's difficult because most of the refugees, and so since 2003, two-thirds of Iraq's Christian community has fled, as has been reported. There were more than 350 churches in Iraq in 2003. Fewer than 50 remain in operation. More than 80 have been bombed. And so they'll seek refuge in other areas like Syria, Jordan, Turkey. But once they go there, they cannot become citizens. They cannot work. They cannot go to school. And so it's a country of refuge, but only temporary until they could get a visa to go to many other places. So we have a large community, for example, now in Sweden, in Australia, in New Zealand, whatever country will allow them to come. In the Metro Detroit area, just to give you an example, there were 4 Chaldean Catholic churches just about 12 years ago. We now have 11 in this area, and the community continues to grow because of the large influx. They'll try to make their way here.
Martin, what are your worst fears for Iraq and for the Christians who make their home in Iraq?
Well, I can't tell you how much we are in fear of eventually ISIS moving into the remaining Christian villages and persecuting our community even more. There's been a genocide that's been going on in the Middle East for quite some time. And people say, well, what does it have to do? Why should I care here in the United States? Well, we spent trillions of dollars there. We've lost so many U.S. lives on that soil. And as the Middle East become more radicalized, as the groups like this continue to take more territory, it will impact us all. They feed more terrorism. There's more homegrown terrorism because of it. We cannot allow that ideology to win in that region, because as the Middle East is drained of Christians, while we were only 10% of the population in 2003, we're 40% of the intellect, most of the physicians, the professors, the lawyers. And so there's a huge brain drain going on, and we have to win the hearts and minds of those people there so we could stop this form of terrorism.
Martin Manna heads the Chaldean Community Foundation. Martin, thank you for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you for having me.